So, here's the deal. Would you please notice your reactions to what I'm going to ask you to do? I think you're getting an inkling of it now. Because this has to do with the mystery of our reception of the cross in every way. John's Gospel in chapter 13 begins with about half a dozen words in Greek that play out at the crucifixion. Notably, he loved them till the end. His last words, it is ended. The foot washing, while not the same, yet is the same as the cross. And I think it's important to consider how we receive the mystery of the cross and the foot washing before we want to give it to others. So, you ready? I'm going to invite you to take your shoes off so that you feel the threat that you will have your feet washed in about 15 minutes. Okay, ready? Notice what your response is and go ahead. It doesn't matter to me what your response is. Just notice it. Gentlemen, same with you. Now, basically, how many of you said, this guy is full of it, I'm not even thinking about this? You're the most honest people in here. Anybody back there? Because here's the deal. Wait, how many of you thought, I wonder if I wash my feet. I wonder what they look like tonight. Did I have a pedicure? Did I have, things like that? Am I going to be called forth up front? How many of you did that? There's some of you did that. There's some honest people there. Great. What is more important, I think, being an Irish existentialist, more important than whether we say yes or not is why and how we say no. Now, Ron, would you come forth for a second? I'm just going to use an example here. Now, would you raise your hand like this? Okay. Now, push. Okay? You see that? Now, push again. Okay? First time, in case you missed it. Okay. Second time. At which point was I more present to Ron, when I resisted or when I let go? There's a mystery here to explore. Thank you, sir. There's a mystery here to explore of our resistance to Christ. In asking people over 20 years about this, what would you want? Would you want to have your feet washed? People would say, no, my feet smell, they're ugly, stay away. I can do it myself, thank you very much. If you kneel down in front of me, I feel like I'm weak and powerless, and I don't like that. Let's make a deal. I'll wash your feet, you wash my feet. All kinds of things like that, okay? Now, if you're in that ballpark, consider this. Jesus comes and kneels at your feet. And your basic response is, stay the hell away from me. Now, we're out of childhood spirituality here now. We're into, I don't want to be embarrassed, I don't want to be seen, I don't want to be revealed as weak. You're not coming anywhere near me. Does that make sense? What that reveals, and also the part is, in resistance, I'm more in touch with the Lord. Because I'm pretending less. And it reveals what's back behind this, which is a heart that is wounded and fearful of being seen, of being powerless, of being weak, of being embarrassed. And that's where the grace of God is already present. And what we don't always know, what we rarely notice, I would propose, is the grace of what of the parts of our lives that we avoid. This with washing of the feet is this with the cross. I can do it myself, thank you very much. Because if I can't, then I'm weak. And I will avoid that at any and every cost because of fear, of insecurity, of unworthiness. And the mystery goes on from there. Not only am I like this with Christ, but with anybody else in my life who you're not coming near the part of my life I'm protecting, thank you very much. Husbands and wives, kids, parents. It's a human condition. And with people that we see on the street or see in the news that are like us over here, that are unworthy, that are fearful, that are like us over here and we don't want anybody to see it, so it's stay away. How does that affect our service? What I just want to point to is the mystery of our very precious, the gift of our vulnerability that can be revealed in something as simple as a foot washing. What's it like to go through the rest of Triduum? If this fits for you. And ask for the grace to at least begin to be tempted by the healing grace that makes it more like that. That opens our hands instead of warding off. What's it like to go through that triduum holding off people because we're afraid of them. And to look for and seek the grace of healing. Now, it just seems to me that's a lifetime of adult spirituality. Not to leave the kids out, but the good news. We could preach the good news all night. If we don't receive it here, it misses fertile ground. That's all. Perhaps we could bring ourselves with less pretense to receive and listen to, hear, take in the mystery of Christ's presence to us. The Eucharist and the foot washing, whatever. And so become in a new relationship with the Lord, who, like Peter, didn't turn away when he resisted. And perhaps that can affect our service as well. Would you just take a moment to consider? How to pray for yourself through Triduum, through the Easter season. And we'll go on and prepare for the foot washing.